Our first feature this week was written by Derek James, who was remembering Ruth Madoc, a TV star who loved Norfolk. It is read by Neil Heverson.
Born in Walthall, Norwich, almost 80 years ago, she went on to be a much-loved actor and television star who became a household name. Today, I want to pay tribute to Ruth Heidi High Madoc. Yes, she went on to grow up in Wales and considered herself Welsh, but she always had a soft spot and great love of Norwich and Norfolk. And she was a woman who always found the time to meet, greet and help others in many different ways. Ruth would always try to accept invitations to head out and about, meeting folk and helping local charities and good causes. "I love Norfolk," she told me on one of her visits to the Norwich Theatre Royal. "It is a very special place for me." Ruth, born Margaret Ruth Llewellyn Baker, died in December following a fall as she was preparing to appear at the Aladdin Princess Theatre in Torquay. She was born at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital in April 1943, a time when large parts of the city had been destroyed by the Luftwaffe and life was a daily struggle for our citizens. Her mother and father, George and Iris Baker, had been working in the county. Iris was the matron, overseeing institutions at Pulham Market, Wicklewood and Wyndham, while her father was the group secretary, a senior administration officer, who also worked with the Polish Air Force at the time. "In fact, I should have been born in one of the places where Mum, who was trained midwife, worked, but she had complications, so I was born in the hospital," said Ruth. These were tough wartime days, and her mother was rushed off her feet, working at various little places across South Norfolk. So little Ruth went off to her first boarding school, All Hallows at Ditchingham near Bungay, when she was just 3 years old. "I know it sounds dreadful, but it was better that I was with other children and being looked after," Ruth told me. "Unfortunately, Mum couldn't get staff, so to have a little one running around as well as was rather difficult," she added. Ruth said she was the youngest at the school and was there for about 3 years. She remembered her father taking her out and about and meeting some of the Polish airmen her father was helping and seeing her mother delivering babies. "There were a lot of airmen in East Anglia, and I remember at one particular hospital, Mum was having a creche because women had been brought in pregnant. My mother was very forward-thinking," she said. "I saw an awful lot at an early age, what with the hospitals my mother and father worked in all over the country, the places I visited with them. I had to join in things. My very first concert was for senior citizens, the geriatric ward as it used to be called. I went into the wards with Mum. She was a big socialist and I was brought up with the ethic of the health service," explained Ruth. Her parents left East Anglia around 1947, and by the age of seven, then living in South Wales, was travelling back and forth to another boarding school by train, on her own, with the guard keeping an eye on her. She won a scholarship to RADA when she was 16 and embarked on a career on the stage. Ruth told me how she loved returning to our neck of the woods.
Thank you, Neil. That seemed to end a bit suddenly, but our editor assures me that this is all there was in the evening news. I will now pass you back to Paul, who has a set of human interest stories for us.